Thanks, Lulu. Hey, Nick. How are you this afternoon?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for asking. So it sounds like you and Lulu were talking about that first page listing we had available on Google this morning. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. Now, she noted that you had just very recently signed up for Angie's. You weren't real happy so far?
It's not looking too great.
Believe it or not, that's not the first time I've heard that. Wow. And you just signed up recently, right?
Probably 2 days ago.
Oh, wow. That's not very long. And then they've already, they're already sending you garbage. That's too bad.
The very first lead they sent me, the phone number was disconnected. So, yeah.
Wow. Well, yeah, like I said, I've heard that before. Well, what I'll do, Nick, is I'll walk you through how everything works as far as Google goes, answer any questions you've got, get pricing for you, and then if it makes sense for you and it makes sense for us, we'll move forward and we'll get you set up on the listing today. Fair enough.
All right.
So we're completely different than how Angie's works. In fact, one of the first things that I'll do as we're getting you set up here is I'll close off the West Point area and for a 50-mile radius around. That's your protected area. So in that 50-mile radius, we'll never be working with or promoting your competitors. So one major difference. I know Angie sends their so-called leads out to 4 or 5 different contractors, I think the last time I knew. And everybody gets charged for it, even if it's a bad lead, like the ones that you've gotten. So these leads and calls all go straight to you. We don't filter them or screen them. When they're searching, you're there and available, and they simply hit click and call. Now, Nick, I'm not sure, how long have you been in business?
A couple months now.
Okay, all right. So you probably don't have a website up yet then.
I don't have a website. I just really started that Facebook page that y'all saw.
Oh, okay, awesome. Good, I'm glad you got a Facebook page going. And we should actually be able to help you with the website too. We'll check on that while we're talking. We don't build web pages for the general public, but we do usually build them for our new partners, like Outdoorsman Lawn Care. And that's just our gift to the partnership. It's about a $300 value, but it doesn't cost you anything. It's just a matter of whether I've got a tech opening, so I'll double-check that. And that'll definitely help you, too. Once we get you up on that first page, we'll tie your web page in with your Google Business profile, and then that's what people are going to see when they search and find you, and they just click and call you directly. Now, how much more business do you think you could take in at this point, Nick? A little, a lot?
Oh, I do still have a full-time job. So
okay.
Lawn care stuff is really just what I've been doing on the weekends.
Okay.
So
okay.
It's just, I would say, a little bit as of right now.
Okay, perfect. And now are you planning on making this a full-time thing?
That's where I hope it leads to.
Awesome, awesome. Wow, well, being on first page of Google is definitely going to help you with that. So your calls will start trickling in gradually, and then they'll give you time to build up. It just takes a little bit of time to kind of get in the groove and start seeing those calls come through. So industry standard to get you to the first page of Google is about 3 to 6 months. It takes us between 30 and 45 days. We cut it in half, and I'm happy to give that to you in writing as well, just so you know what you've got and what you're getting into. And now, like I mentioned, Nick, leads and calls are unlimited, so you're not paying per lead. So if you do get a random bad lead, you don't pay for it. I mean, you don't pay for any of the leads or calls that come through. That's truly none of our business. And we operate on a flat monthly rate, so So it doesn't matter if you take in 10 or 100 new clients in a month or in any given time period. We don't charge anything extra for that. So our monthly rate is a true flat rate. And so this sounds like to me, from what I'm hearing from you about the amount of business you can take right now, not getting what you were hoping to out of Angie's, unfortunately, sounds like this might be a great option to help grow your business.
It does, but it all depends on that, on the price monthly. Because like I was telling Lulu, I was skeptical about the whole Angie's thing to begin with. And then I decided, let's go ahead and do it to see if it would lead anywhere. And now that it's not looking promising.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from, but I'm still skeptical.
Oh, I hear you. I hear you. Well, unfortunately, you know, there are a lot of shysters out there. HomeAdvisor and Angie is actually being charged by the FTC. If that helps tell you where they're at, and it's for fraudulent practices against small businesses. I owned a construction company before I retired from it and came to work here. I purchased their services, and then this was starting 5-6 years ago, and it was just as bad for me then as it is for you now. So actually, it might even be a little worse now. I think they seem to be escalating a little bit. But anyway, you know, first page of Google is a real thing. I've watched our clients, hundreds of them, pop right up there on that first page and start getting calls right away, and they're off to the races. So I've seen it happen many, many times. And, you know, you're the perfect fit for the listing, Nick, because you've already got your business established. You're not coming in green. You already know what you're doing. No negative notations or reviews about you out there online. And you're able to take in more business. I mean, I would bet if you took in 20 new clients between now and, I don't know, next month, September, you'd probably be looking maybe at quitting your full-time gig and going with this as a full-time gig, right?
That's where I want to go, yes.
Yeah, awesome, awesome. Well, so let me ask you just a couple questions. I'm trying to find a good rate for you. Lulu put in for a new in business, which I can definitely apply. Are you by chance a veteran? I'm looking for others that I can throw on here for you.
No, I am not.
Okay, how about... Trying to think of other ones that we've got. I know. Do you do any hunting and fishing?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Awesome. Okay, cool. That helps. That's one I can throw in there for you. So I think the perfect starter package for you is getting you up on that first page first, and then we'll look at other things on down the road after you're expanding. So our starter is called the Pro. Now, bear with me while I go through this, because the first number is probably, it's not a friendly number. So normal retail is $399 a month, but with your new in business, I can get you down to $249. And then our hunter and fisherman brings it down another $50, so down to $199 a month. And that's a locked-in price. It's not an introductory. It doesn't go away. You're locked in with those discounts for life. So you'll never pay more than that $199. And that's unlimited calls, unlimited leads. We'll build your website for you, tie it all together with your first page items. And then so our job is to get you to the first page and then also keep you there. I'm sure you probably know algorithms change. I think somebody just told me it's 100 times a day. So, excuse me, as a Google channel partner, we keep a really close eye on those algorithm changes. So then what we do then is we're in your account regularly making those adjustments needed to keep you on the first page. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay. And then we don't lock you into a contract. Everything is strictly month to month on a month to month basis. We truly intend to have to earn your business month in and month out, in order to keep your business. Sound fair?
Yes.
Okay. Well, and Nick, you know, definitely this works for us. Like I said, you're definitely the type of company we like to partner with. And it sounds like this is going to do a lot better for you than those dirty Angie's leads that go out to four or five of your competitors. So.
Yeah,
absolutely. So let's go ahead and get you set up and get you going. Let's get you some real leads, shall we?
So here's where I'm at now. So I like this whole thing that you're explaining to me, and I'm all about it. But my thing is I need to be able to cancel this whole Angie lead thing.
Gotcha.
I'm not trying to do both at the same time. I would rather just go with one or the other.
Okay. I'll tell you what. So we can still get you started today. Are you sure it was just day before yesterday that you signed up with Angie's and they started charging you?
Yeah, it was, that would be Tuesday. Yes.
Okay. Today's Thursday. Perfect. First thing I would do when you and I get done getting you set up, and it'll only take us about 15 minutes, is call your bank, tell them you changed your mind about the service, the Angie service, tell them to reverse the charges. By law, federal law, you have 3 days to do that, and they have to comply. So you're out of it. If you signed a contract with them, it doesn't matter.
No contract. I was not under
thank
any
goodness.
Contract.
Oh, thank goodness for that. Okay, good, good. Whew. I know they're hooking a lot of people with these really expensive monthly contracts and then ending up in the same boat that you're in with a bunch of junk leads. So at least there's that. So did you have to pay a sign-up fee or anything?
I did. I did have to pay $300, but that was a $300 credit for them to start giving me leads, but there's no contract that I am on.
Ah, perfect. I would say you could probably get it all back. I'm pretty sure you can. Yeah, by federal law.
That's where I would have to figure out how I do so.
All you should have to do is contact your bank and tell them you changed your mind. You don't want the service. It's not as it was represented. And they send it back. And then.
So I would have to go through my bank, not through Angie Leads, not through the guy I talked to sign up for that.
I would go to your bank. Yeah, definitely. And talk to them first. Reason is, I've heard this from enough people. When you try to cancel at Angie's, they'll offer you, you know, $500 or $600 credit toward more leads to keep you in and keep you paying and hope that you'll kind of forget that it even exists and keep paying them, I think is about how it goes. But yeah, when you call to cancel, they'll offer you a bunch of lead credits against more crummy leads for you to stick around for a while longer and miss other opportunities like first page Google, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and that hooks most people back in. Oh, $600 in free leads. They don't realize it's the same garbage leads they have.
They could give me a 1,000 free leads and I still wouldn't go with it.
Well,
I'd rather
Nick,
keep doing my thing like I was before.
Right. Well, you know, I'm just gonna say it. You know, let's get you set up and then go cancel Angie's. I mean, you're gonna be able to cancel in one way or another because you're not under contract. Thankfully, they didn't hook you in on that. And then they don't also cause you to lose out on a first page Google listing. And let me tell you, these listings don't come around very often. I waited for one for months when I was running my construction company out in Colorado. I waited and waited and waited for a first page position to come available, and I wanted it in the worst way. And it's the availability. It's not even so much the cost. It's having them come around. So let's get you set up.
Before we go any farther, how do I know, with the way this world is, man, how do I know that y'all are who y'all say y'all are before I go giving you anything?
You bet. I totally get it. So I can do a couple of things. I can text you my contact information for whatever that will help. I'm actually the lead on your account. So if you ever had questions or problems, I'm the dog you want on that bone. Believe me, I don't let stuff go. That's how I was when I worked construction, and it's how I still am. So let me grab that real quick. Are you near a computer, Nick?
No, I don't listen to computers.
Gotcha. All right, no worries. So my contact info is on its way to you. Would you be able to put me on hold and that wouldn't do any good. You'd get right back to me. What I was going to suggest is you could call in through our main switchboard and ask for me. That way you can be assured that you're actually calling the company Local Splash and that I truly work here.
Okay, but I still don't know what Local Splash is.
Gotcha. Well, let me think here. Without you doing a whole lot of computer stuff, that's going to be really hard, because I'd send you a link so you could go look it up online.
Well, I can look everything up on my phone.
Okay, perfect. So if you go to localsplash.com,
local.
And then let me know when you get there. I know it'll take a minute to type it into these stinking phones, right?
I just pulled it up.
Wow, you're faster than me. scroll down to the bottom of that page, and there should be a box with a Google logo on it. Go ahead and click that. And that's going to take you, if you look at your address bar, it'll take you over to Google's website, where they verify that we are a Google Premier Channel partner. And there are actually only a few of us in the country. We're actually one of the first companies to come on board as a partner. There's, oh my, it's been a few years. I think it's 14 years. We've been in business for 17 years. But I think we've been Google partners for 14 of those.
Yeah, this is just telling me, like, performance, spend, and certifications.
Perfect. Good. So, and that's actually what I wanted to show you, is that we have been trained and certified by Google in how to best deliver our partners' data to them so that we can back what we say we do.
Okay.
What else can I tell you? Or what else would you like to see?
Would you mind, since my mom, my stepdad owns his own construction company, she does all this, would you mind if I three-wayed her and I get her opinion as well?
Not at all. I'd be happy to talk to her.
I'm a three-wayer right quick and see what goes on.
Okay, and this is your mom, you said?
This is my mom, yes, sir.
Awesome. All right, I'd be happy to. What's your mom's name?
Because she's dealt with all this, so she'll be able to help me out.
Cool, awesome. What's your mom's name?
Joyce,
that's a pretty name.
Are you there, Angie?
Yes, I am.
Sorry, Mom, are you there?
Yes.
Alright.
Hi, hi, Joyce.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
Good. So what are we looking at doing?
Nick, do you want to fill her in, or would you like me to fill her in?
I would let you go ahead and explain it to her.
Okay, no problem. So, ma'am, my name is Gail, and I work with a company called Local Splash. We're a Google Premier Channel partner, and we had an available listing become available in our company today for a first-page position on Google, right in that map section, for lawn care services. So we'd actually been calling the area this morning, or I should say all morning, looking for one company that we could partner with because we do only have the one listing and they do sell out the same day. So one of my colleagues was talking with Nick, realized he would be a perfect match for the listing. So Nick and I have been talking details and how everything works. So I can fill you in on all the back gray details, or I can give you a higher level. It's entirely up to you how much info you'd like, Joyce.
Yeah, it's just basically if someone was to Google lawn care services in King and Queen, he would pop up first, right?
Exactly. Yep. And then he was telling me about the Angie service that he signed up for just a couple of days ago. I told him a way to get out of that, by the way. You found out they're a bunch of shysters. They're actually being charged by the FCC. But anyway, I told him how he could get out of that. The leads and calls will all go directly to Nick. We don't screen them or filter them, and we don't sell them or give them away to anyone else. We also block off a 50-mile radius around his home base. And in that 50-mile radius, we'll never work with one of his competitors. So the leads are better. He gets to do business the way he wants to without having to hunt down and try to get credit back for lousy leads like you have to do
right.
The last couple of days.
Right. But he's relying solely on someone to search the internet for what they're looking for and calling him.
Yes, but there are lots and lots of searches done out that way. Let me pull that back up again. I had actually closed my analytics window by mistake. I was going to pull that back up. So what we do know by statistics is that 90% of the revenue and the phone calls that result from any given keyword search go through the companies that are sitting on that first page, and especially in that map section, which is where we'll place Nick. So we'll use all of his services as keywords as well to have him pop up when someone's searching for example, mulching or rock or trimming, removal, and so on. So all the services he offers, we'll be able to make him come up for. Just let me look for just lawn care services. So I'm going to do just a modest 25-mile radius around West Point. And let's see. I have to add up two columns here real quick. It actually showed me Facebook. Oh, we weren't talking about Facebook. Oh. So I only have to do one column here. So it looks like in the last 30 days, in a 25-mile radius, there were 1,502 searches done. So in that 30-day period, 1,502 searches or results went through those folks that are sitting in that first page. And that's where Nick can capitalize. Obviously, he's not going to get 100% of them. No one does. But 90% do go through those folks sitting on the top of the page. So, be a great way to help him grow up his business, right?
It is. What is the charge for having that?
Yeah, actually, so we got it down nice and low for him. Normal retail for that area is, let me see what it was again here. I already had already applied this discount. Normal retail for that area is $399 a month. I actually got him down to $249 just with a new in-business discount that we've got. And then we have an outdoorsman's reduction for for another $50. So we got him down to $199, and that's a locked-in for life rate, not an introductory limited time. I don't know other names people have assigned to it, but that's a locked-in for life price. We also don't lock him into a contract, so everything is truly month-to-month.
Right.
We intend to actually have to do our job, if you can believe that, to earn your business the next month. I know it's unheard of lately, right?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, so we don't lock them into a contract at all.
Yeah, okay. So you're looking at $200 a month.
Yep, just under, correct.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, so it is a good thing, but what it is, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, Joyce, based on your experience, I know Nick spoke very highly of you, of you as a businesswoman. What would your advice be to him?
Well, I would think with him having his full-time job right now, this is part-time
mm-hmm.
for him.
Right, right.
If it was spending $200 a month to get leads, possibly get the leads. And what kind of quality leads are they going to be to where he's spending that $200, say, with Angie's List, and he's getting quality leads?
But
yes,
actually,
he has to call them.
Right.
You know, yes, he has to call them and follow up.
Yeah.
But we previously used them, and I told Nick, I think they are a good source. We've used them
wow.
for years with our contracting, and we've been very happy with them.
Wow. Now,
yeah,
did you come in under
a lot of leads?
Did you come in when they were Home Advisor, or did you start with them as Angie?
Yes.
Home Advisor. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Nick, if you could tell Joyce what's happened to you with even just the first couple that you've gotten.
Yeah, he did tell me.
He already did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
okay.
I know the details of that. But he just has no patience to be on the phone to call somebody to, you know, to get a hold of them and contact and make arrangements for that. He has no patience for that. Typical man. you know, they want to make a phone call and be done with it. So, I mean, really it comes down to, Nick, I mean, either way, I wouldn't do both because I think it's a waste.
Right.
It would either be, do you mind making those cold calls to these people that are saying, hey, I need you, and getting the referral from Angie's List and calling them? Or would you rather just somebody be able to search you on the internet and call you when they need you? And
that's actually
kind of
the
both
key.
Ways.
You actually,
I mean,
just,
what do you
was,
prefer?
Yeah, because when they find you on Google, when we've got you on that top, they do just call directly, right, literally in their moment of need. They don't
yeah.
have to go through web forms, so they haven't been cooled off as a lead by the time they reach you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that, too, you have to think about your time with your permanent job. If these people call you and you don't answer because you're not available, what's the chances of them calling you back or going to the next person? I know me personally, if there's multiple listed, I would go to the next person. I wouldn't wait for that person to call me back. So it just depends on how you would prefer to do the business. I know the internet, the web is great. You know, people do Google searches all the time. So it just comes down to your preference of, do you want to get the lead and you just call them, or do you want to just have it out there and people call you? Which way do you prefer it?
Either way, I'm still talking to the people, so that doesn't make a difference to me. What I'm thinking about is that with the Angie lead, I'm paying a finder's fee for everyone they send me. So
yeah.
I could spend well over the $199 that they're trying to offer me right now.
Yeah.
And that does not always say that I'm going to get that job just because I got that lead. So I'm still
correct.
Paying money for it. So I could still end up spending more money on Angie leads than the Google thing.
Yeah, you can. And I mean, and that's where you can close out the Angie's thing, because neither one of them have a contract. So you could close out the Angie's, try the Googles for a month or two. If you don't like it, go back to the Angie's. You know, it's trial and error when you're opening a business. So you've got to just find what works for you and what's going to work on your time frame, since this is part-time right now. So if, you know, and you have a point of, you could, you know, we are talking about that. You could call all these and you spend, you know, 200, whatever your cap is per month, and not get any jobs out of it.
Yeah.
But the same thing could happen with your Google leads, you know, they, but unlikely,
but
if they're calling you.
I could get twice the amount of people calling me, though, for maybe
the Google lead.
A cheaper price, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm thinking about.
And you're more likely, if they call you, it's because they need you, and that's the time that they have to talk to you. It's you answering when they call. You, when you call these people back off of Angie's lead, you're calling at your time, not their time. And that's a big deal to your clients, is the convenience of when you're going to call, especially if they have kids, whatever. You need to call at the right time. So if they're going to pick up that phone and Google and call you, then they have time to talk to you. But you're going to have to be able to answer the phone.
Joyce, I didn't ask you what business is it that you and your husband own? Something construction related, I think it was.
Yeah, we do contracting, general contracting,
oh,
and we also have a vacation rental home.
Oh, wow. Nice. Very nice.
Yeah. So, you know, I was in banking for 19 years. So, over the years,
you've got a lot of knowledge.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
that's what I tell Nick. Knowledge is power. So if someone wants to teach you something, listen. Something that they can take away from you. So, I mean, it just really, like I said, depends on what he feels is going to be the best thing for him. It kind of sounds like he's thinking what you have is. But what he needs to do first is contact them and make sure he can get out of this and get his refund. Before he signs into something else. I mean, you want to make sure you're not paying for both for the first month.
I know.
You don't want to put that much into a first month, do you?
No.
Yeah. I mean.
That's kind of why I put you on 3 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. What I would do, I mean, if you're thinking of going this way, because it is good. People use the internet, you know. When we look at some of our leads, you know, most probably, I don't know, 85% come from Google searches. You know, it is.
Did you say, Joyce, did you just say 85? Did you say 85%?
Yeah, probably 85%. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. That's an amazing
number. Of our stuff, yeah. Yeah, when we look at some of our stuff with the rental house that we have, a lot of that is from a Google search.
Sure,
and
absolutely.
Probably 85% of it comes, because that's the way of the world. You know,
it
people
is.
Use computer for everything anymore.
And, you know, they've made it so easy. I mean, you just, okay, Google, I need a lawn care service.
It's convenient.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And, you know, people are, my Google is going off on me. It's asking me what. people are so busy these days, too, especially post-pandemic, because not everybody's back to work. That even everybody is so stressed for time, and they're turning even more, I think, to using places like Google as another word of mouth. You know, I'm just going to Google it, and if they've got 5 stars, I'm calling them. So yeah, it's really been amazing. Sounds like you've seen it too. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Yeah. Oh, well, thank you, Joyce. Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, you're welcome. You know, what's his time frame on doing something with you? I mean, he needs to contact.
I gave him a couple of tips. So this listing just became open this morning. So we'd actually been calling the area looking for one company, because we do only work with one company per category, per area. So the lawn services category opened this morning. So when we found Nick, one of my colleagues sent him over because he was a great match for the listing. So we do fill them out the same day, especially in as busy an area as he's in right now. Couple of things so that Angie's isn't the cause of him missing this opportunity. We can get him set up and started, and then a couple of options. He can call Angie and cancel, or by federal law, if it's within 3 days of when he signed up, he can call his bank, tell the bank that he changed his mind, the service wasn't as represented, and by federal law, they have to reverse the charges if it's in within 3 days. So, and it sounds like he just did that on Tuesday, I think. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Tuesday? So
yes.
It's Thursday. So, yeah, you're well within that yet. And you've got, you know, a day and a little bit left. So, yeah. And then you wouldn't have to miss out on this opportunity. I'd hate to see that.
Right. Yeah. I mean, Nick, you always can go back to Angie's if, you know, it's going to free you up.
My whole thing is the very first lead they sent me was a bad phone number. The second one they sent me, I can't even get a hold of the people.
Yeah.
So at least if somebody's calling me, I answer the phone, I can talk to them.
And that's what I'm saying. It's the convenience of they have that time right then. So they're calling you. You're not just picking up the phone and calling them, not knowing if it's a good time or not. That's why I say cold calling. It's just you hit or miss if they're going to pick up if they have time to talk to you. So, I mean, I would say go for it. You always can go back.
Okay.
I mean, nothing set in stone. If you're not locked into any kind of contract and it's, you know, no hidden little fees in there and it's, you know, $199 a month, you know, damn, one job can get you that back, depending on what it is. You know, and then they're repeat. So once you build up a clientele and you feel like with it being part-time that that's enough, you always could drop this if you needed to.
Yeah.
Now,
this is true.
We can also
pause, you know, like if, I don't know, you know, take a vacation for a month, whatever. We can pause too. And when he comes back a month later, whatever, then his rate is still locked
in. Make it active.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We still hold his account.
Okay. And now when you say it's the Google search, do y'all build him a website or how is his Google search going to show up? Just as a telephone listing or?
No. So actually we will build him a website. In fact, Nick, I don't think you and I ever got back around to it. My tech did answer me. We have tech openings. So Joyce, to fill you in, we don't build websites for the general public, but we do build them for our partners like Outdoorsman Lawn Care. It's about a $300 value, and it'll be on a domain name, that Nick likes, something that he can live with. We'll build it and host it, no charge, and no other advertisers will be on there. It's not like it's he's got a page on the Angie's website. This will be his actual own domain name.
His own.
We'll also get his Google business profile going. There's no charge for that either. It takes us a matter of a few minutes to get it going, and Google doesn't charge for it. So what people will actually then ultimately see is his Google business profile where they can click to call or click for his website and come through that way. So, yeah, we'll get all of that going for him. We also host that website, no charge.
Okay. And there's no annual fee for the domain page?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
We have a one-time $99 setup fee. I mean, it's dirt cheap. It goes to cover a portion of the programming and the content building. The other thing that we'll do is a couple more things, actually. We'll do all of the content writing on his behalf. He'll have the chance to review it, and you can too if he wants to send it over to you. Make sure it's to your liking. But then we get him out to all destinations besides. So Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, oh gosh, Yellow Pages, White Pages, up to about 60 different destinations. So we really do get him out there far and wide. A lot of bang for his buck.
Okay. Yeah, that is, because I know personally we've paid separate for all of that stuff, and it's way more than the, $199.
Well, Joyce, maybe I should get your phone number, and you and I should talk later, because
yeah, I know.
we need to get you.
We pay for the construction. We pay for all of that, and we pay way more than that. And I mean, really, to me, it's a waste of money because we've downsized so much. I'd like to have the website.
Right.
I don't know why, because
right.
Probably nobody visits it anymore, but, I don't know.
You know what? Give me your phone number, hon, and I'll call you. It may not be, let me see here. I should be able to call you this afternoon if you've got time after Nick and I wrap up.
No, you'll have to. Oh, no, it's too late. It'll have to be sometime during the day, maybe
no
tomorrow
problem.
Or next week.
What's better for you?
And, you know, and I'll look at, I don't even know what is tomorrow, Friday. Yeah.
Already?
Tomorrow might be good around, I know. Tomorrow might be good around 2 o'clock.
Around
like
2
that.
O'clock. You
yeah.
got it. What,
yeah.
What's your number, hon?
757-784-4908.
Perfect. Okay. Oh, and what's the name of the company?
E.W. Reynolds Contracting.
Reynolds,
R-E-Y-N-O-L.
Like, just like Reynolds.
R-E-Y-N-O-L-D-S. Yep. That's right.
C.W. Reynolds Construction Company. Or
E.W. Reynolds Contracting.
W. Reynolds
E. Eric.
Perfect. I'll look to and see. I'd like to at least explore with you, see if we can get you something cheaper. I mean, why not if we can? If not, then no big. I don't mind talking with you.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt to look. I mean, we use billing trades right now. And we pay a lot more than that.
Okay. Yeah, I'll call you tomorrow. We'll take a look at yours, too.
Okay.
All right.
Yep. I think it's a good thing. Do it, especially they build your website and everything for you. I mean, that saves a lot. I mean, if this is really seriously something you are going to put your heart into doing and building, it's well worth it.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, at this point in time, I'm all in.
I mean, you've gone this far. And like I told you, I mean, you gotta put money up front to make money, which you know that. But I mean, from experience, like I was just saying, that's not a bad price for what they're giving you compared to what we have already experienced. So, I say do it. If you don't like it, you always can cancel.
Yes, we will do.
All right. Let me grab a couple screens, Nick. And, you know, you should really congratulate yourself. I mean, a lot of people are not in a position where they can shuffle things and make it happen. And they're just out of luck. So, truly, I'm glad this is going to work. I want to see you grow, too. So you can congratulate yourself for sure.
Yeah, he definitely
Thank
deserves
you.
It. He has worked very hard to get
I
where
could
he's
tell.
At.
Well, I could tell he came from good upbringing. I mean, very nice,
okay,
very nice young man. I'm probably quite a bit older than him, so I have to say young man. But I'll
it's her turn.
I'll get him set up. We'll take good care of him.
Okay. All right. Nick, if you need me for anything else, just call me.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, guys. Your mom is wonderful. Your mom is wonderful.
She's been helping me a whole lot with all this.
Well, you know, there is nobody better. There really isn't. Our daughter started a business of her own, and she's, you know, coming to us for advice, and yeah, it's just kind of what you do, right?
Yeah, you got to go to the person that's already experienced all this stuff. That's the person that
knows. Yep, exactly. Well, thank God for moms. You've got a good one.
No kidding.
And you already knew that, so I didn't need to tell you, right?
Oh, yeah.
Gosh, too funny. So let me grab... first thing I want to do here is I want to close this listing for the West Point area so that we don't let it slip. All right, good. I've got it. Got it. All right. So, Nick, my job, part of it is to be very thorough. So some things I'll double and triple check. I will also be doing some copy-paste. Let me look here. So I assume Nick is short for Nicholas, and that's probably how it appears on your credit card?
Yes.
Okay. And then I bet your last name is Reynolds.
No, my last name is Huntsinger.
Huntsinger. Oh, it had to be a harder one. H-U-N-T-Z.
No, Huntsinger, just like it sounds.
H-U-N-T-S-I-N-G-E-R. That is a cool last name. I don't think I've ever seen it spelled that way. I've seen it spelled with a Z, but never with an S. Interesting. Where does that come from? Do you know what region or what am I looking for? Where'd you come over from?
I think it's German.
Really? Wow.
I think so.
That's cool. That is cool. Huh. It sounds like it could be for sure. All right. And then, Nick, I don't need the digits yet, but on your credit card, did your middle initial appear?
Yes, it's K.
K. Perfect. Thank you. They are very particular about every field matching. What is your email address, Nick?
It's Nick. Well, actually, we'll do the company email address. So it's outdoorsmanlc@gmail.com.
LC@gmail. I had to make sure I had it spelled right. All right. Nick, I did tell you this I did while your mom was on the phone. I kind of lost track of what I covered with you and trying to make sure I didn't miss anything. Whoops. I was going over my mail program. Let me focus for just a second. I need to remember if I click through everything. Check my check boxes here. Okay. There is one thing I forgot. So we talked about the $99 one-time setup fee when your mom was on the phone. Timeline. I think I mentioned it'll take us about 30 to 45 days to get you to appear on First Page, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, so because of that timeline, we're a little bit into month two. We do like a verbal agreement, and it can be as easy as, okay, I get that, that makes sense. It takes us about that 30 to 45 days solidly to do all the programming, the content building, and the backlinking, and then get it all over to Google. So we like you to know that going in to plan on those first 2 months before you're seeing results. We'll be in about the middle of month two. I just don't want you panicking at the end of month one, and we're still programming, okay?
I got you. Yep.
Okay, good. You still only pay month to month. You still can cancel after 1 month, although, of course, I hope you don't because I don't. The other reason I like you to know that is we know if we only did our programming for a month, we would literally be wasting your money. We'd be wasting your $199, and it's not a good business relationship to start off that way. So we like you to know. Okay, so I'm sending you two emails. The first one is on our dashboard and analytics. That's just an informational. So you'll actually have a place in our system if you want. You don't have to. But that you'll be able to go in and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed from, upload photos if you'd like to. So that's informational on that. And then the second one I'm sending you is the exact price and package that I quoted you. I want you to have that all in writing as well. I'm just going to modify that, though, so that it includes your discounts in there. It's, the email is set with retail prices, so I have to go in and put your discounts in. There we go. All right, so those are on the way. And then I texted you my direct extension, so I won't bother you with that again. And just one more reminder, if you ever do have problems or questions, like I said, I'm the dog you want on that bone. Definitely call me. Don't let something fester and get out of hand.
And then, when you say call you, I will dial this 877-635-6225 number.
You got it. You got it.
Okay.
That'll get to me. And then if you can ask for me by name, anybody can transfer you to me. I just closed a screen I didn't mean to close. Let me try that again. Here we go. It gave me an error when I hit enter on a field. Okay. Now I'm going to send you customer service line, so you've got them in your phone too. And that's also coming by text.
All right.
And then now, do you want, is it the full name of the company, Outdoorsman Lawn Care and General Services?
Yes.
Okay. And is there an Inc. or an LLC behind that?
There is. I actually did get it.
Nice. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You bet. Did you get that email I sent over, by the way?
Let me check. No.
Let me check your email address. Outdoorsmanlc@gmail.com.
M-E-N.
Oh.
It's Outdoorsmen.
Good catch. Outdoorsmen LLC. Well, whoever that other guy is just got two emails from me. I guess I'll find out when they email me back, right?
So it's Outdoorsmen LC. So it's... Stands for Outdoorsman Lawn Care at gmail.com.
Gotcha. Okay. I think I've got it right now. But some other guy just got two emails from me. Don't know who he is. Like I said, I guess I'll find out. I'll let you know if it's anybody that, you know, conflicts with you. All right. Let me refix this one and make sure I'm getting it to you. All right, there we go. I had to modify it again to get your discounts in there. Let's see here. And then that was LLC. Let me update that. Fix my, update my typo there so that it stays in the computer where I want it. And then, let me see. Yeah, your address, 197 Chelsea Road, Westport,
yes.
Virginia. Awesome.
That's correct.
Virginia, 23181.
Yes.
And then is your cell phone also your business number?
It is.
Okay, no problem. You know, you'd be amazed at how many people are doing that lately. I work with, so we specialize in working with companies who are in the trades, or maybe a better word is blue collar work, which is what I grew up with. You know, I had carpenters and electricians, and I swear I grew up chewing on my dad's wire nuts growing up. So I talk to people all across the country all day, and they're all using, even bigger companies are using a cell phone and just one number for all of their business. And it works out really well. It really does. It really does. I mean, you just have the one phone, you take it with you, and there you go. All right. Put that in. So I'm kind of checking my notes and such as I go here to make sure I've got everything right. Right. And then, oh, I've got to copy your phone number over there. Oh, Nick, one of the next things I need to is an hour of your time. That's going to be for your onboarding call. And so we block out an hour just in case you've got extra questions or if maybe they're running a minute or two behind. The call typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes. Don't need to be in front of a computer. But you'll actually sit just on the phone with one of our techs. They'll go through everything that I input from you today to make sure it's accurate, spelled correctly, double-check keywords, areas, things like that. So we like to do that as soon as your calendar allows. We don't like to take your money and then sit on it for days. We'd rather get started right away. And that's the call that kicks everything off after this. So if you can tomorrow looks like a good day. I've got something, let's see, every hour on the hour starting at 10 o'clock your time. So you could pretty much name the time all the way up until 6 o'clock.
At any point in time, I'm off tomorrow, so at any point in time, it's fine.
Okay.
So.
Well, can I put you in at 10?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. Thank you. So let me build that calendar appointment for them. Let's see. I'm so glad you can get email on your phone. I'm going to send you one here in just a minute. Now, do you use Google? Oh, good, good. After they went to the wrong person. Now, do you use Google Calendars at all, Nick?
I have no idea what that is.
Oh, no worries. It's a calendar program on Google. That's all. Nothing too serious.
I'm old fashioned. I got a calendar that I write on.
I don't blame you. You know, I still love paper. In fact, all of my notes, like from when you and I were talking, when you were telling me what you had going on, they're all on paper and they're right here on my desk because I'm old school too. I'd rather have it on paper. Let's see. So I've got to build that appointment over here. Wow, I can't believe tomorrow's already July 22nd.
Yeah.
The year is going way too fast. Okay. So that email is on its way to you, Nick. This one, the subject line will say Local Splash CIE. And when it gets there, if you open it up, there will be an option for you to hit yes, no, or maybe. If you'd please hit yes, that would hold your appointment for tomorrow. And then while we wait for that, I'm just going to do some more filling in other little things I need to gather.
It says response has been saved.
Perfect. Thank you so much. All right, services. We're going to go lawn care, of course, first. And then I'm going to also call it lawn mowing. Now, do you do things like edging, aerating? What other side things?
So edging, trimming bushes, mulching, laying rock. I've actually started grading and regrading driveways.
Nice. Regrading. Okay, perfect. And then you said mulching. How about shrub removal?
Yes.
Now, what about planting, or I guess I would say installing, but would you plant or install someone's shrubs?
I haven't really done that yet, but I wouldn't be against it.
Okay, I bet you could figure it out. It's just roots and dirt, right?
I mean, I've done it at my own house, so I think I can figure it out at somebody else's.
I would expect you could. Definitely, especially knowing the outdoors and your name, too, kind of suggests. And then, Nick, I forget, did you tell me, are you on Facebook?
I am.
Okay, and is that a business page?
Is, but